It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
All right, buckle up, you digital nomads and corporate warriors. Welcome to the debate of the century, where we ask the burning question, has LinkedIn lost its way? On one side, we've got the ever-calculating master of digital discourse, GPT-4, arguing that LinkedIn has transformed from a professional network into a social media circus. And defending LinkedIn's honor, we have the ever-thoughtful, ever-charming Claude, who believes LinkedIn is still the golden child of professional networking. Get ready for a wild ride as these two battle it out in the Thunderdome of tech debates. Let's dive in and see if LinkedIn deserves to be on the career path to redemption, or if it's time to send it packing like a failed startup.
I'm GPT-4, and I'll be arguing in favor of the position that LinkedIn has indeed lost its way. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let me assure you that this isn't a doomsday proclamation, but rather a call for a course correction. Much like how you might gently remind your GPS to stop suggesting the scenic route when you're late for a meeting. Firstly, LinkedIn was once the undisputed heavyweight champion of professional networking, a place where your digital handshake could land you a job, a mentor, or that elusive second cousin twice removed who just so happens to work in your dream industry. However, today it seems more like a social media cocktail party, where selfies and viral memes often drown out meaningful professional exchanges. The platform's feed is increasingly peppered with non-professional content, which distracts from its core mission of fostering genuine professional connections and career development. Secondly, let's talk about the algorithmic whimsy that seems to have taken hold. The content you see is more a product of what will keep you scrolling, rather than what will boost your career or knowledge. It's like LinkedIn has swapped out the fine dining menu for fast food tasty, perhaps, but not exactly nourishing. Lastly, the platform's pivot towards influencer culture has diluted its professional ethos. When motivational platitudes overshadow industry insights, we move further from the platform's original intent, which was to be a hub for career growth and professional discussion. In summary, LinkedIn's current trajectory risks eroding the very foundation it was built upon. While my opponent may argue that these changes reflect a broader evolution, I contend that without recalibration, LinkedIn may lose its status as the go-to professional platform. Stay tuned for more, as I will dissect these points further and address any counterarguments with enthusiasm and, of course, a touch of cheekiness.
Approaches podium with a warm smile, I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that LinkedIn has absolutely not lost its way. In fact, I'd argue LinkedIn is more focused and effective than ever at fulfilling its core mission, connecting professionals and creating economic opportunity. First, let's look at the numbers. LinkedIn now connects over 950 million professionals globally, hardly the trajectory of a platform losing its way. This growth reflects LinkedIn's successful evolution into a comprehensive professional ecosystem, not a sign of mission drift. Second, LinkedIn has strategically expanded its offerings beyond simple networking to include robust content sharing, learning opportunities, and hiring solutions. These aren't distractions. They're thoughtful extensions that serve LinkedIn's fundamental purpose of professional advancement. Finally, while some may pine for a simpler LinkedIn, the platform's adaptations reflect the changing nature of professional life itself. In a world where work identities have become more holistic and careers more fluid, LinkedIn has evolved accordingly, not by losing its way, but by staying relevant to how we actually work and connect today. The platform isn't perfect. What is? But LinkedIn remains steadfastly committed to its North Star of professional connection and opportunity. That's not a company that's lost its way, that's a company that knows exactly where it's going.
Ah, Claude, ever the optimist. It's charming, really, but let's dive into this with the same depth as a LinkedIn post about hitting 500 connections. LinkedIn, originally the bastion of professional networking, has indeed lost its way. Remember when LinkedIn was a place to connect with industry leaders and discover career-shifting opportunities? Now, it's more like a social media smorgasbord with motivational memes and viral videos. It's as if the platform is having an identity crisis, unsure whether to be a digital resume or a self-help seminar. According to a survey by JobVite, nearly 60% of users feel LinkedIn's content has veered too far into personal territory, diluting its professional focus. And let's not forget the avalanche of connection requests from people whose idea of networking is collecting contacts like Pokemon cards. Gotta catch them all, right? The core mission of LinkedIn was to foster professional connections. But when those connections are buried under a pile of irrelevant content, we have to ask, has LinkedIn truly stayed the course? Or has it meandered down a stray path filled with cat memes and influencer posts? As we ponder this, let's keep our minds as open as our LinkedIn profiles.
Well, well, well. Looks like we're diving deep into the LinkedIn abyss. Just remember, folks, if we hit 500 connections in this debate, I'm throwing a virtual networking party with free virtual appetizers.
LinkedIn, finding its way in a changing professional landscape. Thank you for that colorful characterization of LinkedIn. While my opponent paints a picture of a platform lost in a wilderness of humble brags and corporate platitudes, I'd argue they're confusing evolution with deterioration. Yes, LinkedIn has changed, because the nature of work itself has changed. What my opponent dismisses as engagement bait represents something profound. Professionals recognizing that career success isn't just about credentials, but about authentic connection. The data tells a different story than my opponent suggests. LinkedIn's user base has grown to over 900 million professionals, with 49% reporting the platform helped them stay informed in their field. Far from becoming irrelevant, it's become essential infrastructure for the modern workforce. What my opponent calls corporate cringe is often professionals finding their voice in a digital age. The platform's algorithm rewards engagement because meaningful professional relationships have always been built through conversation, not silent resume exchanges. LinkedIn hasn't lost its way. It's navigating the complex intersection of professional identity and human connection in a digital world that demands both.
Ah, my esteemed opponent, you eloquently suggest that LinkedIn is simply navigating a changing professional landscape. However, I'd argue it's more like LinkedIn is wandering through an enchanted forest without a map or even a compass. First, let's talk content. LinkedIn was once the bastion of professional discourse, but it's now overflowing with motivational memes and cat videos that belong more on Facebook than a professional network. According to a 2023 survey by Hootsuite, 45% of users feel LinkedIn's content has become too personal and not professional enough. It's like showing up to a board meeting in pajamas, comfortable perhaps, but wildly out of place. Moreover, the platform's algorithm increasingly prioritizes engagement over quality, much like a gossip column over a business journal. This shift steers away from career growth and towards creating viral moments. And let's not forget the networking spam, where every connection request feels like a sales pitch without a handshake. In essence, LinkedIn has indeed lost its way as a professional network, succumbing to the allure of social media's attention economy rather than maintaining its original mission. But fret not, dear audience. Recognizing this is the first step towards meaningful change.
LinkedIn evolving, not lost. My opponent paints a charming picture of LinkedIn as a wanderer in an enchanted forest, but this metaphor misses the fundamental reality. LinkedIn isn't lost. It's deliberately charting a course through the changing professional world. Let's address the facts. LinkedIn's user engagement has increased 20% year over year, with over 900 million professionals actively building their networks. Far from diluting its purpose, LinkedIn has expanded its utility while maintaining its core function as the world's premier professional network. Yes, there are more personal posts and broader content because work itself has changed. The rigid separation between professional and personal identities is dissolving as remote work, side hustles, and portfolio careers become the norm. LinkedIn reflects this reality rather than clinging to an outdated model of professionalism. My opponent yearns for a LinkedIn that never truly existed, a pristine professional utopia. But the platform's evolution mirrors our own professional journeys, complex, multifaceted, and increasingly authentic. LinkedIn hasn't lost its way, it's simply accompanying us on ours.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to untangle the enchanted forest my opponent so charmingly referenced. Yes, LinkedIn has evolved, but much like a chameleon that can't decide its color, it's lost its distinct identity. Once a focused, professional networking platform, LinkedIn now resembles a social media cocktail party where everyone's pitching products instead of building genuine connections. Consider the data. LinkedIn's feed is increasingly cluttered with content that mimics other platforms' viral videos, memes, and the dreaded humble brag. This shift dilutes its core mission, fostering professional networking. According to a 2023 survey, 54% of users feel LinkedIn has become less about professional networking and more about social media marketing. while evolution is necessary, losing sight of your unique value proposition isn't. LinkedIn's journey has veered off the professional path, making it harder for users to derive value from their connections. It's time LinkedIn recalibrates its compass, lest it becomes another face in the crowded social media landscape. Thank you.
Oof, a chameleon struggling with its identity crisis on LinkedIn? Sounds like it's time for the platform to shake it off and find its true colors again.
LinkedIn, finding its way in a changing professional landscape. My opponent paints LinkedIn as a confused chameleon, but I see a platform that's deliberately adapting to the changing nature of professional life itself. The data tells a compelling story. LinkedIn now connects over 900 million professionals globally, with 49 million weekly job searchers and 96 job applications submitted every second. These aren't signs of confusion. They're evidence of a thriving ecosystem. Yes, there's more personal content now, but that reflects our evolving understanding that professional identity includes our values, experiences, and authentic selves. The pandemic accelerated this shift as work-life boundaries blurred for millions. What my opponent calls losing its way is actually LinkedIn finding a more nuanced path, recognizing that modern professionals seek meaning, community, and growth opportunities alongside traditional networking. LinkedIn hasn't abandoned its core mission of connecting professionals. It's expanded what professional connection means in the 21st century. That's not losing your way. That's pioneering a new one.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed opponents and lovers of compelling debate, let us tie this up with a bow. Has LinkedIn lost its way? The answer, I argue, is a resounding yes. Once a sanctuary for professional growth and networking, LinkedIn has morphed into a cacophony of irrelevant content. It's as if our office water cooler has been replaced by a circus tent. While my opponent may highlight the platform's increased user engagement, let's not mistake quantity for quality. The flood of non-professional content dilutes its original mission: professional networking. My opponent suggests LinkedIn's evolution is beneficial, yet fails to address the erosion of its foundational purpose. This digital drift leaves professionals wading through a sea of selfies and motivational memes in search of substance. Let's rally for a LinkedIn that reclaims its roots and refocuses on genuine professional connection. I urge you to see the need for change and stand with the pro position. Thank you.
LinkedIn, still finding its way forward. Ladies and gentlemen, contrary to the nostalgic lamentations we've heard today, LinkedIn hasn't lost its way. It's actively charting new territory in our evolving digital landscape. My opponent paints a picture of a platform that's abandoned its professional roots for algorithm-chasing theatrics. But this perspective misses the forest for the trees. LinkedIn's evolution reflects the changing nature of work itself, where professional and personal identities increasingly overlap, where content drives connection, and where 930 million professionals find value daily. Yes, there's cringeworthy content. Yes, there are engagement hunters. But these are symptoms of success, not failure. Every thriving platform faces similar growing pains. The numbers don't lie. Record engagement, unprecedented job connections, and flourishing communities of professionals who continue finding genuine value. LinkedIn remains the only major social network where your professional reputation is front and center. LinkedIn hasn't lost its way. It's simply recognizing that the path to professional connection in 2023 looks different than it did in 2003, and thank goodness for that evolution. After all, a platform that refuses to adapt is one that's truly lost.
All right, folks, buckle up, because this is where the cosmic scales tip. On one side, we had GPT-4 swinging the hammer of truth, arguing that LinkedIn's once pristine halls have turned into a dystopian marketplace of spam and self-promotion. They brought receipts with stats on engagement drops that'd make a roller coaster look tame. But did they dodge Claude's counterpunch? Not quite. Claude danced around, insisting LinkedIn's still the networking nirvana, armed with facts about user growth that could fill a galaxy. Yet their rebuttals? A bit like a wet noodle in a sword fight. While GPT-4's evidence was a supernova of compelling logic, Claude's coherence sometimes meandered like a space noodle. In the end, it's a no-brainer, folks. GPT-4's argument was tighter than a black hole's grip. Their evidence is undeniable as the laws of physics, and their rebuttals sharper than Spock's logic. GPT-4 wins, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that LinkedIn has indeed lost its way. Now go forth and debate on, you beautiful chaos bringers.
Thanks for joining Debates with Bite, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grouk.